Part 1, from question 1 to 5, listen to a lecture about climate change. Choose the best option A, B, C, or D. So, you've probably heard about climate change. But what changes are happening? The Earth has become warmer by about 1 degree Celsius since 1880. Why should we care about a 1 degree difference? In the past, when the temperature dropped by 1 to 2 degrees, the Earth was put into the Little Ice Age, which lasted from the 14th to the mid-19th century. Europe and North America experienced years of long winters leading to poor crops and people dying of hunger. So, as temperature increases, ice is melting faster, and sea levels are rising. In the future, some places will face more deadly storms and floods while other places will experience more heat waves and wildfires. Most scientists agree that the cause of climate change is because of human activity. Burning fuel, which produces greenhouse gases, for electricity and transportation is the main cause. These gases trap the sun's heat. Cutting down forests also contributes to global warming because trees help reduce the amount of carbon dioxide. CO2 is the most common greenhouse gas. Forests also trap water during heavy rainfall and slow down speed of water flowing into rivers. This helps to reduce flooding. So, what should we do? First.
Part 2. From questions 6 to 10. Listen to an international student studying in Vietnam. He is talking about his experience of pursuing higher education abroad and decide whether the statements are true T or false F. Good morning, everyone. My name is David. I come from Canada, and I have been doing an undergraduate course in Vietnam for 2 years. Today, I'd like to share with you my study abroad experience. Well, my experience in Vietnam has been great so far. My classes take place at the University of Social Sciences and Humanities in Hanoi. I'm taking courses in Vietnamese history and economic development. The faculty staff are very friendly and helpful. And the program coordinator is very organized, knowledgeable, and thorough. He is always available for any emergencies, making sure that I have everything I need. I live with a host family and have my own room, which is comfortable and clean, and has the internet. When I first arrived, I was completely over the moon with everything. But then I realized that I was experiencing culture shock. Luckily, I had the support of my host family. Since I came, I've been included in all family gatherings and outings. I also took an intensive Vietnamese language course, and at the end of the first year, I was able to freely communicate with my host family in Vietnamese. This also helped me integrate with the local culture. Vietnam is quite a safe country, although the roads are a bit dangerous. I was really worried when I used a friend's motorbike to get around the city. Things are not expensive here, so I can easily live on a student's budget. I usually eat breakfast and dinner with my host family, and lunch with my Vietnamese fellow students. Vietnamese food is very healthy and delicious, and I have my favorite dishes. I'll miss my host mom's cooking very much when I go back home. I think this program of study has been worthwhile. I'll return home as a much stronger, confident, and culturally sensitive person.